From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN aid trucks still stalled on border. United Nations aid trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo are still stuck at the Syrian border today as officials wait for confirmation that Syrian troops and rebels are committed to upholding the shaky ceasefire agreed to last week. A spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office said 40 trucks are waiting at the border between Turkey and Syria until officials receive word that it's safe for the trucks to enter the country. Jens Laerke said the United Nations does not need authorization from Syria to deliver the supplies across the border, but the trucks are sitting in a special customs zone until it is safe.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks, as we heard yesterday, are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So, as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
In the meantime, the fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire, negotiated by the U.S. and Russia, appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias and insurgent commanders saying there's little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. On Thursday, a Russian military spokesman accused the U.S. of covering up the actions of rebels it supports in Syria. The U.S. State Department also voiced skepticism about Russia's level of commitment to the ceasefire and said more time and effort would be needed to coordinate airstrikes and set up a joint command center. This is VOA News. A suicide blast on Friday ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 23 people and wounding at least 30 more. The bombing happened in one of the seven semi-autonomous Pakistani districts on the Afghan border. A spokesman for a splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban contacted VOA and took responsibility for the blast. The spokesman said the bomber targeted the mosque because members of a pro-government tribal militia named the Peace Committee were among the worshippers. The International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The United Nations-backed court, which sits in The Hague, has mostly ruled out cases of genocide and war crimes since it was set up in 2002. Now, in a move widely hailed by land rights activists, the court said Thursday, environmental destruction and land grabs could lead to governments and individuals being prosecuted for crimes against humanity. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. The court decision clears the way for him to be questioned in London next month. Assange has repeatedly denied the allegations that he raped a woman in 2010 and has tried several times to have the case dismissed. In an exclusive interview with the daily newspaper The Australian, the departing U.S. ambassador to Australia, John Berry, said that he's worried about China's influence on Australia's domestic politics. Mr. Berry said the U.S. objects to Beijing's ability to advance its interests by funding Australian politicians during an election campaign and said Washington was surprised at the extent of the involvement of the Chinese government in Australian politics. Phil Mercer reports that the United States hopes Canberra will protect Australia's core responsibilities against undue influence from governments.
Peter Jennings, executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says even if there's no direct evidence that Chinese funds have swayed political decisions, his concern is that Australian policy on China has been amended to suit Beijing.
I think we've seen that very recently over the South China Sea, where there was an intense campaign on the part of Beijing to try to get countries to moderate their reactions.
China is Australia's biggest trading partner, and its future prosperity depends in large part on a smooth relationship with Beijing. Australia, however, must balance its commercial ties with China with its long-standing military alliance with the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.